And so I'm sure you're starting to see those people come through your clinic. And of course, there are trials randomizing between continuation or not. A lot of people look at the original risk, whether they node negative, node positive, when they decide whether they're going to continue beyond 5 years. What do you do? And of course, how they're doing.
Right. And I would say I'm almost running 50-50 right. on who continues past 5 years.
That's what I'm hearing.
I have, of the half that don't continue, half of that half because I don't think they need it, their risk was so low, and half because they don't want to do it.
What about the downside? Do you agree? I mean, initially, we didn't know what these AIs were going to do to bone, so they weren't even looking at bone. But now we're much more careful about it. Now that we sort of have a way to deal with this, when a woman says, you know, in my hands, as I follow your regimen, am I going to be an increased risk for a fracture? How do you answer it?
I mean, I tell those patients now that we're going to provide appropriate supportive care, so they're not going to be at an increased risk for fracture, that they're at an increased risk for getting osteopenia, and we're going to monitor them, and at the first signs of osteopenia, we're going to intervene. And
it looks like the bisphosphonates work.
The bisphosphonates work well, and it's interesting. My mother, who has had the good fortune of not having breast cancer problem, has a strong family history of osteopenia. And, you know, it's been amazing for her. And she had a difficult time with the orals and has done well with the intravenous.
How often does she get it?
And she took the intravenous every 6 months for a couple of years, and now her results were so good, she's going to take it once a year. She's sort of amazed, and she's sort of mad that nobody mentioned to her that when she struggled through the first 2 years of the pills. And, you know, it's one of those.
GI problems?
She did. She had a lot of GI. She had a lot of reflux issues, a lot of indigestion problems with the pills.